Be transparent, won't you? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. There is such a huge movement in America towards this get to know who is producing your food and under what circumstances. Think about it. The whole locavore thing, sustainability, the questions that producers are constantly being asked about their use of hormones in their animals, treatment of livestock, use of pesticides and herbicides, concerns about genetically modified foods, which, by the way, are unfounded. So the bottom line is that consumers are more interested than ever in knowing where their food comes from. Jared Sutton, who's with the Pork Checkoff Program, says transparency is critical. Quick thought here, whether it's beef, dairy, chicken, pork, or crops, transparency is all the same. And oh yeah, transparency is the new word for being honest.
I think the real opportunity is to find out what is of concern with consumers that are expressing some concern, and then obviously addressing that and really hitting it head on. You know, we've realized through our research that consumers can really start to appreciate a bit of a humble approach, and for us to acknowledge there are concerns and that they're legitimate concerns and that we share those same concerns immediately puts us on the same side of the table as we start to work together to find solutions. We take responsibility for everything that we've done and explain how and why we've come to those conclusions.
One bit of transparency? What's the truth about glyphosate? I've reported on both sides, bad and good. So what's the truth? Or make that transparency.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.